Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena Sam, once again.
How are we going?
Good. It is very nice to see you this morning. And what are we talking about in the world of tally?
Okay, so I'm going to be breaking some hearts today because I'm talking about Sweet Tooth, a show that has become so critically acclaimed in the past week on Netflix. It's got like 100% Rotten Tomatoes. It's like, it's blowing up. People love it.
Now, this was filmed in New Zealand,
Filmed in New Zealand, yep. I've had a few friends who worked on it. A lot of the cast are Americans that flew over, but there's also some notable Kiwis you'll see in there. Rhys Darby makes a little cameo. You know, we love to get our Kiwi actors out and about. My friend Ava, actually, who was in, what was that one about milk?
Creamery.
She was in that, and she was also in this.
What was that one that was about milk?
You know, I got
that. Friday morning, brains are kicking into gear.
And this show, everyone loves it. I'm not a huge fan.
Okay.
Let's roll through what the show's about. So basically, and I think I've started a show with this line quite a few times in the past year, there is a global pandemic, and a virus sweeps the world, and people start, you know, succumbing to it. And at the same time as the virus comes across the world, all the babies start being born as hybrid animals.
Okay, right.
So they've got like deer antlers, like our titular character Gus or Sweet Tooth has, or like pig snouts, or they're fully furry. There's one kid who's a full-on just badger, I think.
Cute.
Like a walking, talking badger puppet. And it's quite interesting. It's quite fun. His name's Bobby. He's my favourite. And then basically Sweet Tooth, Gus, his father, who's played by Will Forte, takes him into the woods, and they grow up in the woods to save him from getting persecuted, because basically the analogy here is that these kids who are hybrids are the victims of lots of abuse and end up being like, they're trying to wipe them out. The human race is trying to wipe out these hybrids because they believe they've caused the virus. And it's this whole, you know, struggle. And all of these hybrids are kids as well. So obviously it's like a lot of like child violence, which is kind of bad.
Just kind of the worst.
And they grow up in the woods, and then Sweet Tooth obviously has to eventually leave the woods. And that's where he meets his kind of bodyguard and protector, and in the name of Jep. And they basically are traveling to find Sweet Tooth's mother. And that's kind of the main crux of the story. And they have to deal with lots of baddies along the way.
Cool. I mean, this sounds like a really fun kind of... It's based on a comic book, is that right?
Based on a DC comic book, which came out mid-2000s, I think. And the comic book itself is a lot darker. And I think one of the reasons why I'm not a huge fan of the show is because it's very tonally distinct in two separate parts, because it's really been watered down for a PG to M audience. Like, it's not bloody or gory or horrific or terrifying or anything like that. It's pretty sweet.
Which I guess you kind of don't necessarily want, but maybe it's trying to be both. Is that what your thought was? Or?
I think it's the adaptation that they had to go with to be a Netflix show.
Right.
Because obviously this has to appeal to general audiences. And I think it's really heartfelt and does like a really good job. And also the main character's 9 years old. So like, you've got to like, you don't want to be showing a 9 year old going through horrific violence
huge
that you can
trauma.
In the comic, because in the comic you can kind of disassociate more. Whereas if you see a 9 year old actor going through these pretty brutal scenes, you'll just switch off and it'll be too much for you. So I entirely understand why it had to be shifted to the way it is, and it plays on the source material and pulls like nice threads out of it. One of the best parts about it that it's taken from the source material and changed is it's kind of gender swapped or like combined characters. So in the original comic book, there's not a lot of strong female characters.
Right.
In the TV show, nonstop.
Cool.
And they've like shifted characters, so female characters that were in the comic books that didn't really have a big presence are now way more empowered and doing way more. And it diverges entirely from the plotline of the comic book pretty quickly and sets up its own world. But I think just the tonal difference between like basically like a genocide of these hybrids that's going on, but then also trying to be sickly sweet and heartfelt and carry
a family show
and carried by a 9 year old. It's kind of just like,
it's
for me,
lot.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, some,
and people are loving it. Like, I'm an outlier in this opinion. Like, lots of people are loving this show, and I do think there's like so many great things about it. It was also shot in New Zealand, so it's always great to see our native bush just being put on display through these huge sweeping shots. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great. Like, I love seeing that. And there's so many like great performances in the show. Like, I think every actor is doing a solid job. I think the music is really good as well. They have like cool, they do fun things with throwback songs. That's quite fun. And like, I'm enjoying it. Like, yeah, I watched it all.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's like my type of show.
I feel like also as a huge comic book person yourself,
yeah,
you probably came into it with different expectations than just someone like me who knows really nothing except for the fact that it's based on a comic book and is like, okay, I'm just going to walk into this blind. I don't know anything about it.
Well, I actually watched it first and then went back to find out more about the comic books. So, okay. Because I wanted to figure out why I was feeling so icky about it and why I wasn't vibing with it. Because on paper, the show has everything that's everything that I would enjoy. And I think honestly, it's just hard to put a 9-year-old in situations where there is such like huge world themes.
Yeah.
Without it seeming kind of like too fantastical for me to like latch onto.
I can get that. Yeah.
And one of the things as well that really frustrates me about shows where kids are the main character is the kid will always just do stupid things and get everyone in trouble, which I just don't think is realistic.
That seems like, I feel like that says more about you maybe than it does about the kids.
Well, no, it's like this trope you see in all this media.
No, I know what you mean.
And
the main
character Gus does it in like every episode. He'll like wander off, and you're like, don't wander off.
Stay
People
with
are
the
trying
pack.
To murder you.
Just
like non-stop, like just hang out with your big bro who's protecting you so you don't get like kidnapped or whatever.
Kids gonna be kids.
And the final episode is actually truly horrific. Like there's it got me by the end where I was like, oh god, this is actually quite intense and scary and I'm not happy with this. And like it is heading that way. I think I just think it took a lot of world building to get to where it is in the final part of the season.
Is there going to be a second season?
No doubt. This show has been raved about. The show is like one of Netflix's most successful shows for this year.
That is awesome to see a New Zealand project, I guess, like doing so well. But maybe that means there's room in the second season to iron out some of that stuff that you're not so sure about at the moment.
I definitely think so as well, because you've got to set up the world in a way where it's believable and you can play off it. And stretching out a like 4-part comic book into a full season is hard.
Yeah.
And making it digestible to all audiences as opposed to just like a niche comic book audience that is happy to see like violence and gore, because like the comic book is very similar to The Boys.
Yeah.
If you remember my review from about The Boys, like The Boys is very true to life, the comic book, very gory, has to be R16 kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Whereas this wasn't able to be that, so it has to like tweak and change. And I think it's working. Like I think people are loving it. And like I will say that it's just not for me.
That is absolutely fine. That is absolutely fine. I'm still
going
to go.
I'm the viewmaster, and that's it.
I'm still going to go and watch it. I'm really keen to see it. I think I am the kind of person who's like, I don't want the gore and I do not want the blood. So maybe it will be for me because of that.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. Like I have told everyone to go watch it still.
Yeah. Some people are texting in about it. Lots of people who have really enjoyed it found it a bit uncomfortable in parts. Some people who kind of agree with you on that one as well, like maybe the second season will iron that out. And then a lot of people who are saying it's very beautiful, beautiful shots and the world looks fantastic.
Oh, it does. And the CGI on the kid's head is great.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's like, the one thing I've been impressed by is the CGI. I'm not thinking about it being CGI every time
like,
I've seen stuff.
I'm fully believing that he has antlers.
And ears. Yeah, totally.
I was going to say antler ears, and I was like, that's not a thing.
It'd be handy to like carry bags and stuff if you had antlers.
He can also smell really well. And he can hear really well.
Useful power.
And he runs quite fast.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool powers. Cool. Hey, thank you very much for your sweet tooth review this morning, Sam.
Hey, no worries.
Have a lovely weekend, and we will see you next Friday.
I'll be 26 then.
Oh, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Hey, happy birthday.
King, can't wait. I'm so old.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.